It runs in the veins of its faithful like the rapids of the Colorado River, a rivalry larger than the schools itself. Tonight, it's the USA Patriots on the road taking on the Lakers of Elkton Pigeon Bayport. Good evening and welcome to a featured presentation of the WLEW Sports Network. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast, and to the right of me, as always, is the one and only John Mooney.
Always fun watching old rivals on the hardwood, even when both teams are as young as these two, Clark.
Up to this point, the Lakers have been shorthanded, but tonight they're going to need everything they've got as they're facing off with a high-powered yet young squad from Unionville Seawing.
You know, if games were played on paper, or Vegas for that matter, we wouldn't be here, especially in a rival game. But hey, we're glad our listening audience just tuned in, so let's go at it.
Things are starting to heat up in the Greater Thumb Conference, as is the case in the Western Division tonight. You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, and coming up next, we'll break down the matchup ahead of us, USA at Lakers. You're listening to the Hardwood Home for High School Hoops, the WLEW Sports Network. Sports Radio 102.1 with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney, USA at Lakers, next.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
In this area, when the first thought is real estate, the second thought is Tri-County Realty. People know Tri-County Realty gets results. People know that Dale Bolzman has a great reputation for finding a home or finding a buyer for a home. So if you have been looking for that right property and haven't found it, or just trying to sell your home, farm, or resort property, you can call on Tri-County Realty of Sebring. With over 20 years of real estate experience, client confidence, and loyalty, call Dale Bolzman or any of the helpful sales staff at Tri-County Realty at 989-883-3130. That's Tri-County Realty, where they love saying sold.
Tonight's broadcast on WLEW Sports, USA at Lakers, is being presented by DS Services of Cass City. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Thumb Sailor on their 4G LT network, the talk of the thumb. Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Moore Motor Sales of Carroll. USA Schools, choose USA. Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe, and Harjo's Ben Franklin, all of Pigeon. The Pigeon IGA, Thumb National Bank, Authorston Insurance, and Tri-County Realty. Cellular and internet phone services for this broadcast are provided on the blazing speed of the 4G LTE network of Thumb Cellular. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any form, including reproduction or distribution on the internet, without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight on the WLEW Sports Network. And right now we're being joined by the poet of the pigskin, the ace of the aperture, whatever you want to call it, the heir of the hardwood, Arwood, I guess it's a soft H, Paul P. Adams. Welcome.
Hey, good to be here. Another Friday night. Like you guys said in the open, one of the best rivalries in the Thumb. And you know, it's been down a little bit here over the past few years. Lakers has suffered a lot of losses to graduation. Very young team, but USA is a young team as well. This is my first time getting a chance to see USA, so I'm very excited about that. I know you guys got to see them over on Monday against Sanford Meridian, and young Aaron Sines put on quite the show.
Yes, indeed. We'll get to that in just a second. And, John, the countdown continues. Only 50 days now until the start of the MHSA tournament. And the madness, I can tell, I can feel it. It's starting to loft into gymnasiums across the Thumb. It still might be a half a century away, but each game in the hardwood seems to get a little bit more intense than the one before.
You know, with a little bit of a quarter of the season gone, it's league games that are getting these kids' attention. It really matters to them, and this is one of those league games.
Believe it or not, we're already halfway through the month of January. Tonight marks the first divisional game for USA. Lakers already has one under their belt, falling a little short to Vassar. Not many expected a 4-0 start out of USA, not even their own fan base, but here they are considered one of the front runners of the West.
Yes, you know, as Paul said, USA played last Monday against Meridian, but prior to that, they played last December 19th. Everyone knows success is in the preparation. And as far as USA is concerned, I'm sure they're tired of facing each other. They've been practicing against each other. They want to get out here and play real games.
League play starts tonight for the Patriots, but it's going to get real interesting next week. I believe Patriots have Vassar and Reese, two of their other biggest rivals in the West. So we're going to get to know a lot about the Patriots. Right now at 4-0, we don't know a whole lot. They're just getting their feet wet. They had that game against Harbor Beach postponed, which I was really disappointed about. But by this time next week, we should know a lot more about these USA Patriots if they are contenders for real. And if there's one thing I've learned over the years, if Mark Gainforth and Steve Bohn are coaching this team,
is coming from the Gramp of the Green Machine.
You know, Lakers have some young talent, as Paul said, and they just need game experience and time to kind of gel. It's a process. Everyone knows that the road to success is always under construction, and believe me, Coach Majeski has his hands full, but it's a task that I'm sure he embraces.
Well, if you're in the state of Michigan, the road is always under construction. That's a whole other discussion there. In the past five matchups, Lakers actually lead the series 3-2, but USA has won the past two, including a district semifinal matchup last year. They actually split in the regular season last year. One matchup that you don't want to miss out is going on this Sunday. The matchup of Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Paul P. Adams will meet at our east side campus of WLEW Sports to break down this week's basketball action. It's called The Baseline, and it happens every Sunday at 7 p.m. throughout the entire basketball season on Sports Radio 102.1 and worldwide at WLEWSports.com.
You know, we try to get out and watch as many games as we can. That's when we're not broadcasting. And The Baseline, that's a great venue just to go ahead and expand on our observations during the week.
I presume you're talking about the wallpaper of the Manor.
What The Baseline has done is it's made me actually look at basketball through different eyes. Before, you know, I would just show up, report a game, and move on. But now that you know, we're trying to talk intelligently, at least for me, I'm trying to talk as intelligently as I can about basketball, a sport that I didn't play or coach. I have to pay a little bit more attention, and you know, so I can bring them.